This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Daf HaShavua, Masech LeChagiga. Bottom line on Hey Amid Beis. Tonight's daf is Daf Vav. Ezehu Katan. Kol Sheinu Yachol Lirkav Al Kseifei Shel Aviv. What is the Katan's Machlokes Veshamim Beis Hillel? What is the definition of a katan that its parents has to train him to do the mitzvah? The Mishnah asks, "Ezehu katan? Kol sheinu yachol lirkov al kseifav shel aviv la'alis mishalayim laharabayis." Divrei Beishamei. Beishamei holds that if a katan is not strong enough, old enough to be able to ride on his father's shoulder from Yushalayim to Harabayis, then he is pater from Re'iyah. But if he's able to ride on his father's shoulder, he's chayv in Re'iyah. Beishol says no. He has to be a little bit older. If he cannot hold his father's hand and walk from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, then he's pater. But if he's able to walk, he's chayev. Now, chayev, his parents are chayev to bring him up from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. Now, you had to have gotten to the Yerushalayim. In other words, why is there machlekes b'sham beis hillel? How old does the katan have to be? Does he have to be old enough that the father could carry him on the shoulder? Or does he have to be old enough that he could walk on his own? But he still has to get from Tel Aviv, from Bnei Brak, from Be'er Sheva to Yerushalayim. So how did he get there? Presumably he's able to leave his mother. If he's there, that means he's weaned. He's not nursing anymore. If he's not nursing anymore, he could walk. So if he could walk, what's the machlokes? How old does the katan have to be that you have to bring him up from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis? He got to Yerushalayim. If he got to Yerushalayim, he could walk. If he could walk, then there's no nafka mina. Obviously, he could continue to walk. What are we arguing? Does he have to be old enough to ride on the shoulders or older to be able to walk? If he got there, then he was able to walk. So if he was able to walk, then there's nothing to talk about. So it says, you mean the nafka mina would be if he lives in Yerushalayim. Right. The Gemara asks, ad hocha manasya, until here, who brought him up? That's an interesting question. Maybe we're talking about someone who lives in Yerushalayim, or, I don't know, they put him in a car seat, they put in a cat, they wheeled him there. Look at Rashi, ad hocha manasya, ad Yerushalayim mi heviyai, until Yerushalayim who brought him. V'haloi mishu yachal liyos chutz me'imai, if he's able to be away from mom, yachal lechaz bi'ad aviv, he could hold on to his father's hands and walk. D'chidei aliyah mi'Yerushalayim l'arabayis, because to go up from Yerushalayim to l'arabayis, ato oimer shiach nichu, he has to be trained if he's old enough. So who brought him up in the first place? That's actually a good question. Maybe he lives there, maybe he got there through some kind of assistance, but now the shaila is, does he have to go further? But the Gemara asks, how did he get there? Amalei Abaye, ad hacha, until Yerushalayim d'mechayvo yimei b'simcha, a woman is chayiv in simcha. What does it mean a woman is chayv in simcha? Rashi says, La lois l'rega v'lismayach b'chagim bala. Even though a woman's not chayv in re'iyah, she's chayv in simcha, meaning she has to go up regardless to Yerushalayim to rejoice with her husband. Da'ala simcha nitztavu nashim. Because women are chayv in simcha. D'chsev v'samachta ato beisecha. Now, the Rishonim ask, does this mean that women have their own independent chiyuv of simcha, or does it just mean that the husband has to bring the wife up? In other words, the husband has to be misameach their wife. If the wife doesn't want to go up, she doesn't have to go up. There's no independent mitzvah for a woman to be besimcha. The mitzvah is the husband is supposed to be misameach the wife.
If she doesn't go up, then he's not mikhaim because she's not being misameach.
No, if she doesn't, no, he would be pater.
He has to
gladden her. The only thing is, he also has to go up. So if she doesn't want to come, it's on her. In other words, he's not obligated to schlep her up, but he is obligated that if she's there, he has to gladden her.
And so if she's there,
you can't make your wife happy if she's not there.
Well, I'm saying, but maybe it's that
you have to tie her up and put her in a box and carry.
And she has to be happy no matter what.
Well, so basically the Rishonim say that the man has a chiv to be misameach her, provided that she comes along. But since in usual instances she will come along, what the Gemara is saying is, practically speaking, since a woman is chayv in simcha, meaning he has to be misameach her, so I see say ime, the mother brought him. Now that the mother brought, so it doesn't mean he's old enough to walk, because it could be he's with the mother and he's not weaned off yet. And now the shaila is, how old does he have to be to go up from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis? Old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, or even older for him to be able to walk with his father? So, mikan ve'elachim yachal lalois, from here on, if he's able to go up, v'lechais b'yadoi shalaviv, and hold his father's hands, Yerushalayim l'Har HaBayis, chayef, v'iloi pater, otherwise he's pater. Okay, so that's the conclusion, that we're talking about a child. Aye, he's not with his mother. He is with his mother, because his mother's going up. Aye, a woman is pater from Ria. She's chayv and simcha. So she's going up. So since she's going up, now the shaila is, how old does the kid have to be that you have to bring him all the way up to the Har HaBayis?
Also, another chiyuv,
she's
a chiyuv
hakel. Okay, good. But hakel is not every year. Hakel is only post-shemitah. But simcha is going to be every year. And Ria would be every year for men. Okay, so the Gemara says, Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel de Beis Shammai. Rebbe objected on behalf of Beis Hillel to according to Beis Shammai. Again, Beis Shammai says, how old do you have to be? Old enough to ride on your father's shoulder. So Rebbe asked the question on behalf of Beis Hillel according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. It says, by Chana, it says, V'chana loy alasa. Chana did not go up. Why not? Ki amra li'isha. She told her husband, Ad yigamel hanar, until the child is weaned. V'havi yosef, and I'll bring him up. V'nirez p'nei Hashem, and he'll then see the face of Hashem. V'yashav sham ad oylam, and he'll stay there forever. So Chana said, I can't go up yet. Why? Because my son is not weaned. But wait a second. Why can't she go up? So what if he's not weaned? A child is typically weaned at 24 months, but she has to go up for herself for simcha. And once she's there, he's strong enough to ride on his father's shoulders, because even though he can't walk, but he could ride on his father's shoulders. So according to Beis Shammai, why didn't Chana go up and let Shmuel ride on Tati's shoulders? Shmuel was able to ride on the shoulders of his father. Amar le avua. So Rebbe's father said to him, who was Rebbe's father? Rebbe's father was Reb Shimon Gamliel. Amar le avua ula tamech, and according to you, Rebbe, meaning according to Beis Hillel, tikshi lach Chana gufa. You could ask, what about Chana herself? Miloy mechayva, the simcha, wasn't Chana obligated in simcha? Didn't Chana need to go up? Or shouldn't Chana Elkanah have persuaded Chana to go up to be Mekayim the mitzvah of being the Samech, your wife? What? Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So Tamech, and according to you, Tikshi lach Chana gufa, you could ask about Chana herself. Miloy mechayva b'simcha, isn't she chayva in simcha? Ela Chana mifan kusa yeserta chaz yobei b'shmuel. Chana saw Shmuel was a mefunak, he was very delicate. V'chosha, and she was concerned, b'ei b'shmuel l'chol shod orcha. It's not that really Chana was obligated to go up personally. And when she would have gone up, Shmuel would have had been brought up on his shoulders, according to Beis Shammai. It's just Shmuel happened to have been very, very weak, or at least Chana suspected that he was, and therefore he was not strong. Chana was afraid that the traveling would weaken him. Yeah.
So he couldn't carry him on his
shoulders. No. So he wasn't strong enough to ride on his father's shoulders. Shmuel, baby Shmuel, who was weak, didn't have the endurance to go up on his father's shoulders.
So that's just a specific example. We don't normally...
No, this is an exception to the rule. In other words, if you want to know why Chana didn't go up, Chana didn't go up because...
Because of the shoulders, or because she didn't want to
She didn't want to travel b'chlal. And even if she would have brought... Right, she didn't even want to bring him because he wasn't strong enough for the trip. And he wasn't strong enough to be carried.
Well,
both.
Answer why Chana herself didn't.
Right,
come. Chana herself didn't come because she didn't want to travel with Shmuel.
Correct.
Because he was weak.
Right, he was weak. She didn't want another. Right, she didn't come herself because she didn't want to bring him. She didn't want to bring him. He wasn't strong enough
was
to.
She really weak. Do we see that?
At least she was choshesh. She was worried. She saw in him. Well, she's not being criticized. She's
a Jewish mother.
Yeah. Well, look, we know Shmuel did not live long. Shmuel passed away at 52 years old. It's Gemara in Tainus, but we don't know that it's connected to this. But okay, boy, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has the following shaila: Katan chiger l'divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, that a katan has to be able to ride on his father's shoulders. What if a katan is a cripple? Now, according to Beis Hillel, obviously he's pater, because according to Beis Hillel, he has to be able to walk. But what about according to Beis Shammai, where he has to ride on his father's shoulders? What if he's a cripple? V'suma l'divrei shneihem, or what about someone who's blind, according to both? Mahu? So that sounds like a silly question. Because even a
gadol.
Right. Even a gadol who's blind or cripple is pater. Why would a katan be chayiv? So Gemara asks, hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema b'chiger she'eno yachlis bashet, if we're talking about a cripple who cannot be healed, v'suma she'eno yachlis bateach, or a blind person that his eyesight cannot be restored. So how could that be? Are you going to say that someone who's permanently crippled or blind, a child who's permanently crippled or blind, is going to be chayef? Hashta gadol pater katan mivayi. If an adult is pater, certainly a katan. Says Gemara Lo Tzricha, our shaila is b'chiger shiachles bashed, a child who is crippled now but could be healed. The suma shiachles bateach, or a child who's blind now but eventually will be restored. Mai. So Amar Abaye said, Kol hecha de gadol mechayev midai raisa. Anytime a gadol is chayev midai raisa. So then, if a gadol in that state is chayev midai raisa, katanami mechanchin le midrabanan. Katan, we would have to train them in that state, midrabanan. But kol hecha de gadol pater midai raisa. Anytime a gadol is pater midai raisa, for example, a chigar or suma, midrabanan katanami pater. Midrabanan, a katan is also pater. Yeah. So the answer is that even though the katan eventually, you know, you would think when the katan grows up, you would think you would have to train this katan, because even though he's a cripple now or blind now, but when he grows up, he's going to be healed, so maybe you have to train him. The chiddush is, we look at him as if he was a gadol, and if he was a gadol, he would be pater, so now he's pater. Now, if you remember,
right, we said that if, like, if, you're gonna be if somebody then heals you're gonna be after the first day, can you do tashlumin?
But here he's not going to heal after the first day. He's not going to heal this Yom Tif.
Right.
But here's the thing. I think this is very interesting, Gemara, because
if
you remember,
he heals the second day, we see
he still might be putter.
He still might be putter because we don't say tashlumin.
But here, there's a tzad to be mechayev the katan, because the whole really he's completely pater. He's not chayv mitzvahs. We're only bringing him up so that to get him in the habit of doing mitzvahs, so he does it when he'll get older. So you would think we should do that, because even though he's crippled now, but when he's a gadol, he's gonna be chayv, because he's gonna be healed then. This kid now who's really pater, when he grows up, he'll be in a matzav that he'll be chayv because he'll be healed.
So we're afraid that he won't have the chinuch. So it's more of
a
abundant
chinuch.
So I would say that, you know,
when he gets older, then you don't have to be bothered with him.
Yeah.
But are you going to be putter any which way? Because if they're putter by a gadol, there's no kasha. What's Gemara saying? Who's putter?
Well, Moshe brings a chakira. What's pshat and chinuch? Is chinuch to train the child to do mitzvahs? Or is chinuch, we look at the child, if right now you were a gadol, you'd be chayiv, so then we train you to do the mitzvah. So this Gemara seems to be going like the tzad. In other words, if the whole reason for chinuch is to train you so that when you grow up, you'll be doing mitzvahs, why wouldn't we train this kid?
So what I heard is,
But if the pshat is we project, we say, if you'd be in this state as a gadol, you're pater, so now we don't train you either. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. If you'd be in this state as a gadol, you'd be pater. Rav Moshe talks about co-ed education. Can you send a kid to a co-ed school? So if right now the kid doesn't have bad thoughts, so we say, if you'd be a gadol like this, you'd be allowed to go to a co-ed school. In other words, this katan in this state now, if he would be a gadol without her hurim, he would be able to. So therefore, on that side, you could. However, if the pshat is we don't want to get you into the habit of doing something that you're going to continue to do when you're older, so then you can't send to that school.
Individualized.
is it a matter of we want to train you, or is it we? It's a very lamda shadin. We look at you now and project what you will be when you're a gadol, and we say if in as a gadol you'd be chayiv. So now also we have to train you. This gemara seems to be taking that side, that because this person is going to be healed when they're older. So why don't we have to train them? In other words, Ramesh is talking about how this applies to Dalet Minim. Can you give a kid Dalet Minim who are not, in other words, can I be Makna to a child? Can I give a child Dalet Minim without being Makna to him?
Whether or not they're of the...
So if the pshat is, I want to get them into the habit of doing mitzvahs, I can't do this. Perhaps, possibly. But if we project, okay, a little bit beyond the scope, but this Gemara seems to be saying that there's no mitzvah of chinuch, even though when this person gets older, they are going to be chayiv in the mitzvah. Fine. The Gemara continues. We have a very interesting machlekes in the Mishnah between the costs of two karbanos, shalmei chagiga and oilas re'iyah. Beishamai says, Oilas Re'iyah is 2 kesef, and Chagiga is 1 kesef. And Beisila says, Re'iyah is 1 kesef, and Chagiga is 2. In other words, Beishamai says, Re'iyah costs more than Chagiga. Beisila says, Chagiga costs more than Re'iyah. Okay. Beishamai Omrim, Re'iyah shtei kesef. Beishamai says, Re'iyah is 2, Chagiga is 1. Beisila says, Chagiga is 2, Re'iyah is 1. Tan Rabbanan, Beishamai Omrim, Hariya shtei kesef v'chagiga ma kesef. Why? Basically, the question here is, one of them is going to be more important than the other. Which one is more important than the other? Tan Rabbanan, Beishamai Yomrim. Hariya shtei kesef v'chagiga ma kesef, shahariya oila. The carbon ri'iya is a carbon oila. Kula l'gavai, it's entirely burnt on high. Ma she'en kem v'chagiga, the carbon chagiga is not entirely burnt, so it's not as chashuv, and therefore Re'iyah is 2 ma, and the chagiga is 1. Va'oid, and furthermore, matzinu ba'atzeres, we find on Shavuos, by the shtei halechem, you bring basically 10 oilos and 2 re'iyah, and 2 chagigas. Shariba behen ha'kasav ba'oilos yosem ri'iyah b'shlamim. There are more oilos brought than shlamim. Rashi says, matzinu ba'atzeres, we find on Shavuos, the parshas shar oy kesef, the hikraftem al halechem, shivas kvasim tmimim, 7 kvasim, upar ben bakar echad, ve elim shnayim yia oyla, 10 oylos. And it says 2 kvasim for shlamim. So on Shavuos you bring 10 oylos and 2 shlamim. So again, we see oyla is more important. Oyla is completely consumed on the fire. Shavuos is dominated by the oylos. Okay. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, no, Hari'iyah ma kesef chagiga shtei kesef. The Oilas Re'iyah is 1 ma, the Shalmei chagiga is 2 ma. Shechagiga yashna lefnei hadibor, because the carbon chagiga exists before the Torah was given. Rashi says that means, before Matan Torah, they brought Shlomim on Har Sinai, like the Pasuk says, Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael. Even though that pasuk is written in Eila HaMishpatim after the Aseres HaDibros, it really took place before the Aseres HaDibros, and Ein Mukdam U'Me'uchar Batayra. So before the Torah was given, they brought carbon chagigas in the as a predecessor to Kabbalah Satayra. It's and therefore it's more important. It's only a real mark as a chagiga shtei kasev. Shechagiga yesh nafnei adibar. Chagiga was existed before the Torah was given. Masha ein kein beria, as opposed to the oilas ria. As opposed to the oilas ria, there were no oilas there. Now the truth is, there was a carbon oila brought at Har Sinai, but it wasn't oilas ria because they're not being oila regal on Har Sinai.
But all the other times,
but they would have
before
Matan Torah,
that they were makriv korbanos.
So the pshat here is, it's not. It's the nekuda is not that they brought it before the Torah was given. It was. It's so important. It introduced the giving of the Torah. Usually, kaidim hadibor means before the Torah was given.
But wouldn't it have been impossible to do the korban riyah because there was no
Yerushalayim.
Right.
So we're going to see Beis Shammai is going to address
that. About when Akedas Yitzchak that was on Har Habayis.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
It's a better raya, though.
That what that they brought Oyla Sriya.
What was what?
I don't know. I don't think
Yitzchak was a shlamim or was he an Oyla?
He was an Oyla. Well, because he's not going to eat him. And also was
him as a carbon. I mean, he wasn't actually born.
No, but he was asked. He was. I guess suggested
but
to him.
He wasn't an actual carbon. Meaning, at the end of the day, it wasn't.
No, then they brought a ram in place.
Right, but
so that was an Ayla.
No, but was no, that was an Ola.
Right, Chaira.
Was it?
Yeah, I would say yeah. So the first argument to Beis Hillel is the Ria. The Chagiga is Chasha because it was brought before the Torah was given. V'oid matzino b'nasiyim, and also we find in the Nasiyim, there's something called Chanukah, a Yom Tov called Chanukah, and the Haftar, the Kris HaTorah and Chanukah, as we read Parshas Nasa, the bringing of the Nasiyim. We do the second Yeshayim, v'yayim kalos. People on a rush, you're not going to start three psukim before, we start three psukim later. And also, I think that that minug is more correct. First of all, the Ezra's Torah Luach says to do that. We always follow the Ezra's Torah Luach. And secondly, if you count the number of psukim from that Vayu B'yom Kalois until the end of Nasai, how many psukim are there? 89 Gematria Chanukah. And if you add those three, it doesn't work out, right? Okay, so Void Matsinu. Furthermore, Beis Hillel says, "B'nasiim shariba hanakos b'shlamios." Some others they brought more shlamim than oilos. Rashi says, "B'chanukas hamizbeach hikrivu shlamim yoiser meoilos tchsev kol habakar la oilaha b'chal." Because there were much more shlamim. Basically, there were something like 100, 200 and something shlamim and 34 oilos.
So that makes it
more chashav.
Because there was more of them.
Yeah. More is more.
Clearly.
More is chashev. Okay? Okay, now we're going to ask on each respective opinion why they don't hold like the other opinion. Let's try to finish up. Beis Hillel, my time, Eloi Amrik Beis Shammai. Why didn't Beis Hillel accept the arguments of Beis Shammai that Ria is greater because it's Kula Lagavaya and we find by Shavuos? He says, Dika Amrit Ria Adifa Da'ila Kula Lagavaya Adarabba! Isn't it better if more people are involved in eating it? There are two consumptions. There's the consumption of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the consumption of the head yard. Udika Amrit, and that which you said, Nelef Me'atzeres, we shall learn it out from Shavuos. No, we're not going to learn it out from Shavuos. Shavuos is a carbon rabim. The oilas ri'ya and the shalmei chagiga are karbonos yachid, done in karbon yachid, me karbon yachid. We would prefer to learn one karbon yachid from another karbon yachid. Vein darmin karbon yachid, me karbon sibor. Now, what karbonos yachidim does Beis Hillel prefer to learn from? From the Nasiim. Rashi says the Nasiim were karbonos yachid, Nasiim karbon yachid. V'riya v'chagir karbon yachid, but the kivsei atzeres were a karbon sibor. They were brought from the trumas halishka. It was came from public funds. Ubeis Shammai, my time, Eloi Amrik Beis Hillel. Why didn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel brought a raya that the chagiga was yeshna lufnei adibar. Dika Amrit chagiga adifa the yeshna lufnei adibar. Riya nami yeshna lufnei adibar. Beis Shammai says they brought oilas riya before kabbalas haTorah as well. That oila was like an oilas riya because they were going to behold Hashem. They're going to see God. It even says vayechzu es alekim. They saw God.
So it's comparative.
So it's like oilas riya. Elamai, learn out from the Nasiim, Uda Kamar Neil Nasiim, Don and Davar Nogladoros, Medavar Nogladoros. We'll learn out one carbon that's noig for all generations, which is the Oilas Ria and the carbon and the Shamei Chagiga, from other carbonists which are noig for all generations, namely Shavuos. Vein Don and Davar Nogladoros, we're not going to learn out the carbonists of Oilas Ria and Shamei Chagiga from the carbonists of the Nasiim, which was a one time shot. One time thing, midavar shein nagla dayrais. So now the Gemara, now Beis Hillel is up the wall, is against the wall, is pinned against the wall. Because Beis Hillel says that Chagiga is more important because they brought Chagiga, Shlamim, before the Torah was given. They also brought Olas Riyah. Ubeis Hillel, Maishna Chagiga. What's special about Chagiga? Diyashna Lefnei HaDibor. It existed before the Torah was given. Dechsiv. Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim. They slaughtered, sacrifices Shlomim. Riyah Nami! Riyah also. Dechsiv. Ayalu Oilois. They brought carbon Oilois. Weren't those Olas Riyah? And Rashi says, Hashem Vayechzu Asalikim. Says Gemara, "Ksavri beis Hillel oila shekrivi sob midbar." Beis Hillel holds the oila that the Jews brought in the midbar. Oilas tamid havai. It wasn't oilas tamid. It was a carbon tamid. Ubeis Shammai Savri. Beis Shammai says no. Oila shekrivu yisob ba midbar. Oilas riyah hava. The oila that Klai Yisrael brought in the midbar was an oilas riyah. Says the Gemara, "Amar Abaye beis Shammai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shmuel." They hold Oila Shekruvu Yisrael Bamidbar, the Oila that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar, Oila Riyahavai. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisagli, Kulusvirlu, Oila Shekruvu Yisrael Bamidbar, Oila Tamid Havai. Beis Shammai, how do we know Beis Shammai holds it was an Oila Riyah? Hada Amran. How about Rabbi Shmuel? We'll see Rabbi Shmuel tomorrow. We'll hold over here. I wish everyone a good night and a Freilich and Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.